It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'll have this morning's stories coming up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
If you use GPS, and many of us do, GPS will be getting more accurate. This morning around 8:30 Central Time, the Air Force will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida, the first of a new generation of GPS satellites, designed to be more secure, versatile, and accurate. The Air Force estimates that 4 billion people around the world use the Global Positioning System. That's more than half the population of the planet. From This Week in Agribusiness, maybe you've noticed it at the pump. Ethanol prices have dropped below $1.20 a gallon, down to the lowest level in 13 years. And now some ethanol companies are asking Chicago-based CME Group to change its pricing method for a key contract used by the ethanol industry to hedge its risk. Meanwhile, the rival ICE Exchange is contemplating offering an alternative to CME's product after discussions with biofuels companies. The CME's Chicago Ethanol Swap Contract is the most widely used derivative instrument that the ethanol companies use to protect against market fluctuations. But Reuters reports that traders have recently been reluctant to use the contract for fear it'll expose them to further losses due to strong selling by ethanol industry giant ADM. A former Wisconsin police detective who helped convict a murderer is suing filmmakers that he says defamed him. Andrew Colburn was on the force of the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department, and he worked on the case of Stephen Avery. Avery was convicted of killing photographer Teresa Halbach. The Netflix series Making a Murder depicted that case. Colburn is also suing Netflix. Did you know some craft brewers are now taking breakfast cereal and turning it into beer? Out of Michigan, there's news that Kellogg's of Battle Creek will use this as a new approach to food waste. The cereal maker will take the stuff that isn't good enough to get boxed for breakfast and turn it into beer. This will happen first at Kellogg's plant in England, where they'll team up with the Seven Brewers Brewery. Throwaway IPA will be one of the beers. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.